This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
...6:05 in the evening. Now, before we get to our next story, we've been asking for some of your favourite pantons because it's World Poetry Day today. Send us your favourites. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So, what do we have so far?
Well, we've had some very interesting attempts. One kind of pantonizing O-bikes, another, and a few kind of just highlighting some very beautiful poetry that they've read. And we've also got this that's come through from Eddie, who says, a previous singer was rolling in the deep, a trending one was shallow in her sleep. Whilst the real queen listens to Bach music, another queen enjoys Radio Gaga, so unique.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, and that rolls in really a lot of pop queens and some rock, so thank you very much for that, Eddie. And we've also got another highly topical pantun from Sheng Tri on Twitter.
I once took a grab with a menacing-looking driver, and I wrote this. The ride's bumpy, car smoky. He looks like a thug ready to mug. But hey, he knows where I stay. Nothing but a five-star can keep him away.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sending through those poems, and keep them coming. It is World Poetry Day after all. We want to hear from you. That number once again, 7733-2900. And if you would prefer to WhatsApp, it's 018-789-8899. And of course, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio.
Now, moving on to our next story, and it's about a proposal to set a minimum allowance for internships done by university and college students. Deputy Education Minister Tony Ching said an in-depth study needs to be done so as not to burden the industry, especially SMEs.
So she added that this might cause SMEs to be unable to afford to take in students for practical training. And she spoke about this during a Day One Rakyat session, saying that the main aim of internships is to let students put theory into practice, and that therefore the allowance should be set by employers.
She also responded to another intern-related proposal, one that suggests making it compulsory for every employer here to take in one intern per year. There's also a few considerations here. Laws need amending and further studies need to be done.
So this is a story, I mean, aside from the comment by the minister, this is a story that we've been wanting to do for a while, partly because we at BFM understand the importance of internships, really. Yeah. It's hugely important in terms of our station running, and also we take the whole practice of training interns very seriously. And so it's something that's always on our minds. And there is increasingly this sort of narrative when it comes to internships that in some cases, some people are saying that it's even more valuable sometimes than getting a degree, or more valuable than getting qualifications. Now, I'm not saying that's true, but it highlights, I suppose, the way a good internship can set you up in your career, and also the benefits that it gives to companies. So you do have to pay. You do have to pay. How much that is another question.
Yeah, I think the arguments at the moment is that, well, some of these interns don't really produce, or they're not doing productive work, and then you need seniors to come in and kind of salvage it. So on that end, you know, interns who are supposed to come in to train, come in for training, and then they do work that's not so great. And I guess you're not paid through money necessarily, you're paid through the skills that you might eventually get. But that's not always the case in every internship. You know, I've heard of stories where interns just end up getting coffee or making copies just for their employers or like their bosses.
Yeah, I suppose that's the classic stereotype of what an internship has traditionally looked like. You get lunch, you make photocopies. But so when it comes to paying people, then, is that something that we need to standardize? I mean, not just the fact that you are paying, but that it has to be linked in some way or form to that measure of productivity. Because that seems to be what you were saying earlier about the arguments that are being presented fundamentally. Yep. How do I gauge how much they should be getting paid?
Yeah, and I think then it's also about, you know, even if, let's say, they're not productive at the moment, are you hoping to help the pipeline in your company? So by training the future talent that you could potentially see hire, right? Because not everyone's going to stay in your company forever. So this is your next person that you're going to hire for a junior position, maybe.
We want to hear from you, especially if you've been on either side of this. You know, are you in a company that often hires interns? Are you somebody for whom an internship has been hugely helpful? Did you get paid? We want to hear from you. 7733-2900 is the number to call. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
And we've already received one message here from Nase, who says that companies who pay interns should be able to be reimbursed by HRDF. Keep those messages coming. After this, we'll be speaking to Alpa Shah, founder of the Future Leaders Internship Program. More after this. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're talking about a proposal to set a minimum allowance for internships. We're not going to do it yet. The ministry will look into it for the moment. But we're now going to cross over to Alpa Shah, founder of the Future Leaders Internship Program, or FLIP. Alpa, thanks so much for joining us today. Can you tell us what value do internships have? What can interns gain from the experience?
It's based on the value of internships for students, right? I mean, it is not an unknown thing. We all know that students do gain a lot of value by interning, and that's the reason why we encourage students and, you know, even school students. Like what we do at FLIP is we reach out to high school students and we provide them work experience at the industries of their choice. So work experience is definitely something that every student should go for, and something which is not very prominent in Malaysia yet, but I think they should, because it's an eye-opener. Besides all the values that they get in terms of their skills development, in terms of their soft skills, in terms of adding a value to their resume, making them more prepared for their careers of future, I think additionally, and for me, the topmost value that they achieve through internship is really an eye-opening experience, because theory and practical both are very different. So what they study in schools or colleges or universities, it may be very, very different to what the practical knowledge that they gain in at work. So the value that internships, I believe, that students can gain is just immeasurable. It's only when they get their hands dirty that they know that, you know, what do they require, where do they need to go, where they are, and all the kind of, you know, filling the gaps that they need to do. So even before choosing their degrees or, you know, selecting their courses, they should work and get some experience related to their field of interest so that it can help them map their career backwards. So it's all about joining the dots backwards.
And as we mentioned earlier, there has been this idea put out by a couple of quarters that internships could potentially replace university degrees as a whole instead of being just a small part of it. What do you make of that?
I would say there are areas, there are certain components in university degrees, certain specific ones where they do require to go for internship, and upon, you know, having internship experience, they then get their degrees. But that is just limited to certain degrees, not all of them. Vocational courses obviously requires them to go for vocational internships. But it hasn't been replaced completely. I think the term internship today is often still used for professional rather than trade training. And again, you know, a couple of multinational companies have started hiring people without degrees. So it has started, and it gives us an indication that employment landscape is evolving. But are we, is Malaysia ready to, you know, replace degree completely with internship across all areas of studies? I don't think so. We are still ready, or we are ready yet to replace degrees with internship. I think a collaborative approach is still much better, as in, you know, courses, not only specific courses, but if all courses requires internship, or if it could be made compulsory for everybody to have work experience, I think that is something more reachable or doable, or something within, you know, in future to come, we could or we should look into that. But really replacing internships or replacing degrees with just internships, I don't think so. We are there yet. It requires a complete mindset change for all stakeholders.
Deputy Education Minister Teo Ni Ching said that a study on how interns might affect the industry is necessary before a proposal can be made to make it compulsory for employers to take on interns. What are your thoughts on this proposal, and what would you like it to focus on?
Proposal to have internships or rather interns compulsory for companies. If I'm not mistaken, in 2012, Talent Corp had issued a structured internship program which had tax incentive guidelines and which was a collaborative effort between, of course, Talent Corp and the Ministry of Higher Education. Again, the whole purpose of that was to generate more employable graduates to fill the current talent shortage in Malaysia, right? And that was the whole purpose and the whole objective. So what is not there is, I believe, is starting students from young. That means, you know, as young as post-SPM students or post-O-level students who are 16, 17 years of age. I think a study in that area is quite necessary, because if we look at, the countries like US or UK or Canada, they all have this kind of programs, like co-op programs and stuff, which benefit these young students to have some work experience, which then helps them in their career selection. So I believe if a study is conducted, related to that age group, I think that would be very much beneficial, because then we are looking at the talent pipeline from the grassroots level, really trying to solve the issue of talent mismatch. We are trying to solve the issue of the talent pipeline who are not ready for a workforce yet. So we are really looking into that kind of grassroots level talents where we can nurture them and develop them.
So we've spoken about the benefits of an internship, but then there's also, I suppose, the costs involved, right, in taking on an intern as opposed to hiring full-time staff.
Yes, as they are always known as cheap labor, right? I mean, it's sad, but yes, that's what they're always known as. Interns are always known as cheap labor. But it could be tricky, you know. I mean, definitely the cost of hiring interns is much lower, because, interns, if you refer to any companies, and the allowance ranges between 500 to 1,000 ringgit. So, and I know of some companies who even pays only 250 ringgit for interns. So obviously, if you're looking at full-time staff, you're not talking about salaries which are anywhere near to that range. So definitely the cost of hiring interns are much, much lesser. And that's what people or companies, especially now that companies are moving into tech and, you know, they are looking into all these technology-related areas, they find it very beneficial to hire these interns who are techies, and they get them on board, and it saves them a lot of overheads in terms of, you know, hiring a full-time professional. But again, having said that, it all depends on the nature of work that the company is looking to fill it, right? If it is something related to, marketing strategies, or they want to tap their expertise or things like that. So obviously, that could be areas where they could hire interns, because eventually, at the end of the day, the companies would always want to see how they could reduce the cost of overheads and cost of operations. So if they are getting somebody at a fraction of a cost, then definitely they would opt for those kind of options.
And what do you think about the other suggestion to set a minimum allowance for interns?
I think having a minimum allowance is a good strategy to avoid abusing, interns, because we know of some companies who even offer like 250 ringgit to their interns, which is way, way too low, right? And so what's the benchmark, and how do we set a benchmark in terms of minimum allowance? I mean, if we were to set a minimum allowance, I think we require a couple of benchmarks. It could be quite tricky, because what do you benchmark it against, right? So say, for example, we have MNCs which offer salaries to staff at a different level. We have SMEs where the staff salaries are again at a different level. And then again, we also have startups. So how do you benchmark it? Because salaries, do you benchmark it against the salaries of their existing employers, or do you benchmark it against the nature of work that the interns require to do? You know, it's the nature of work. So it's a little bit challenging in terms of setting a minimum allowance which is same across all industries and across all companies. So if we were, if they were like gradients, or if they were like, they were put into various brackets, and then based on that, you know, their minimum allowances are considered, then I think it would be great for the companies, and I think it would be great for the interns as well, because it appears fair across all levels and all nature of industries.
So how do we find that balance between the cost of internships with giving interns the experience that they deserve?
I think experience earned by the interns and experience given by the companies, it can't be quantified. I mean, you can't really put a figure associated with the, you know, experience that a student would have earned during the internship. If companies believe in contributing to the nation's talent pipeline, which eventually will help them with skilled employees, training interns should come in as an investment for the future. So cost of interns shouldn't be just looked into, you know, it's okay, it's one of the other employee that I'm having, and I'm just going to look at it as a cheap labor. So I think if that mentality is changed, then I think it benefits both the parties, right? We are also talking about the interns who are going to benefit through the work experience, and we are also talking about the companies who are going to benefit by nurturing and developing these young talents. I mean, why do companies hire interns? They themselves have so many benefits and plus points, right? Because if they train them, we've heard of so many cases where the interns are then given a job in the same company, right? So they are able to assess their future employee before they actually hire them on board as a full-time staff. So there are a lot of benefits even for the company. So if they just look at it at a very short-term goal, then it doesn't benefit anyone. But all those companies who are involved in hiring interns, it obviously they are looking at the bigger goals and the bigger objective, where they are, you know, contributing in talent pipeline, nurturing talent pipeline. And of course, they are looking at the pipeline in terms of filling up their requirements in terms of future employment.
Alpa, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was Alpa Shah, founder of the Future Leaders Internship Program of FLIP. So if you have any thoughts about this, whether you were an intern or if you're hiring interns.
Yeah, what were those experiences like? You know, and especially if you have been an intern before, did you find that experience helpful and formative in terms of how it affected your career after? Also, were you paid? We want to hear from you.
Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we have been receiving quite a number of messages. And our first one comes from Eileen, who says that employers should see internships as a talent pipeline strategy, kind of like a tester program.
Yeah, which is a point that I think Alpa was making there. Chan, meanwhile, says, I worked in the HR department of a company after my SPM a few years ago. They had a no intern policy because they are seen as a burden for the company and existing. Oh no. And then we've also got this from Eric.
When I was in the internship program, I never think about the salary. It's the skills that are important. It's like an investment. I managed to get a better job position and salary after.
Yeah, and I think that's often how companies think about it as well. It's like, hey, we're giving you not a leg up exactly, but we're giving you industry experience. So it's, I think in some companies they think of it as a privilege. I don't necessarily ascribe to that, but there is definitely that viewpoint as well.
Yeah, though I'm more on the side of, you know, if so long as it's work that you're doing for a company, you have to pay your interns.
Yes, I agree. If only, you know what, they are also driving there, parking there, or yeah, taking the train. I mean, just to get to your office more often than not, they're spending money, right? And then we also have this message that's come through from AP saying interns are great for working on those projects that never seem to get done because management teams are too bogged down in day-to-day operations. These could be strategic market sizing, industry data gathering, etc. And then interns in turn would really gain a lot of experience from this type of work.
And I find that with those, it usually needs a sort of guiding hand, right? So maybe the employers don't necessarily need to be present all the time, but for these interns, they do need some guidance to do these massive projects that are often looked aside.
Yes, although once you parcel it out, I think a team of interns then will be able to take it on task by task.
Yeah.
Keep those messages coming. We want to hear from you in terms of your experience when it comes to internships or with hiring interns for that matter. Did you find it helpful? You know, did it make a change in a project you were working on or your career? Did you get paid? Let us know.
Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
And send your poems as well, because it's yes. World Poetry Day and we want to hear from you.
Yeah, this is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated, BFM 89.9.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And we, you know, before we get to our next story, we've been talking about poems and internships. Poems specifically, because it is World Poetry Day. You can send your favorite poems and pantons to us, or ones that you have written up. So it's 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
We've been getting a nice mix today, yes, of famous poems and then some great originals. And we just got this from Xiao, who says, "Sandwich generation, the in-betweener, an unenviable position, and that's a no-brainer." And that, of course, is in relation to health and living life. Xiao, thank you very much for that setup so we can sell our event again. It is happening on the 6th of April. And again, if you want to find out more, you can go to bfm.my. Now, we also have received other poems that have come through, including this, which I've been dying to read, from Ama, who says, "From the poetry god, palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on my sweater already, mom's spaghetti." And you need to imagine me saying that in a dark Detroit street with a hoodie. Otherwise, you know, the Eminem vibes just aren't coming through. But thank you so much for those poems. Keep sending them. And yeah, we're very much enjoying reading them.
So we also have quite a number of messages about your experiences with internships, whether you have been one or you're the ones who is the one hiring interns. So I believe one here from Bernard, "I was lucky to get paid for my internship, but there is still a fee to pay to university for the internship period. My fellow friend interned for them for free and still need to pay a costly fee for doing so. And that cost was upwards of 3,000 ringgit.
Yeah, I also did a course, a diploma course, in which it needed to end with work experience. And yes, you do pay the college or the university for that unit, which does feel a little bit
because you're not
crazy.
A university, right?
Yes. And also, that was an unpaid internship. So really, it turned, you know, you're just paying and paying to work. Shamil says, "How interesting. In private unis, they have to pay the company to let them send their students to intern at these companies," which I think reflects what Bernard was saying. John, "Why waste uni years working? Going to spend the rest of their lives working anyway." I guess it's a head start, John. I mean, it's not the best, but yeah.
And we also have a call that comes from Raga, who has a story about internships.
Raga, good evening. You have some thoughts.
Hi, good evening. Raga here.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say something about internship. I do have an intern with me at the moment. I've had interns in the past too. So I really feel that internship is a very good program. It's very good for the students themselves, because it really gives them that exposure about how things are going to be when they go out to work. So something very beneficial for them. It's just that some colleges or universities have a very short duration of internship, and that is like 3 months. 3 months is really, by the time they actually pick up something, and then they are gone, and then I've got to train somebody else. So in terms of duration, it can be increased. Most of the IPTs have it like, 6 months, and that is good. That is a good period, because it's really going to give the exposure. And from the very beginning, we have got to tell the intern clearly about what we're expecting from them. Then again, you cannot put everything on their head and say, okay, I want you to have these things completed, because they are very fresh from school. But you can have certain expectations from them. At the same time, as a company, we must see what we can give them. There are certain soft skills that we have got to train them on, their presentation skills, on how to communicate with others, sharing ideas and things like that. It is not just about getting job from them. It is about giving something back to them, because they have to take that back. Because this person might not come back to work with you. He can be working with anywhere, but whatever knowledge that he gained from you is going to be very beneficial. So,
Raga,
I wanted to ask,
I mean, what industry, if you don't mind, what industry are you working in, and what are the tasks that you usually set the interns to do?
Okay, so I am actually with the IT department in an R&D company. So, for myself, I'm involved in web-based application development. So, basically, I will tell this, okay, I have this particular interface that has to be developed, but I let you try out these certain things first. I even give them some videos to learn from, and then give them a couple of weeks to train on that, and then only assign the task, because I know they are very fresh, and most of the time, there is a huge gap about what they have learned in campus and what we are actually asking them to do. But that is the truth. That is how it's going to be in at work later. So I will tell them, I can understand a situation. You can use these videos to learn stuff, and then, or if you do not understand, you can go Google, find out stuff. You can actually ask me, and then I'll assign some tasks. But you have to clearly tell them what are the tasks for them to do. And like mine, I actually get him to brief me, tell me every Friday what he has achieved for that particular week. So that way, he will also be on his toes, at least to make sure that he learns something. That is my point.
Raga, thanks so much for your call. And I think, you know, it's far and few in between that someone like Raga, you would have someone like Raga who not only is an employer but serves as a mentor to interns.
Yeah, and that goes back to what we were saying earlier, right? What can each side get out of the other, you know? Because if you are just having interns there as really extra muscle, you know, just to kind of help keep things going, just to get the copies, staple things, then of course you are going to feel sometimes potentially, why should I have to pay them so much? It's a burden. But on the other hand, if you are having an intern who's really contributing in a very real and meaningful way to the work you do, then that changes the value significantly.
So keep those calls coming, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have more messages about internships. One here from Hafiz, who says that give tax deductions to companies that hire interns.
And that is a sentiment that is coming through, right? That you have to incentivize. Yesterday, when we were speaking about giving second chances as well to former convicts, to former prisoners, and that jobs should be provided, that was also something that came through very strongly, that if that's the case, something to look into is to incentivize the companies.
Yeah, and that also came through from a message from Nase, who says maybe these companies who do pay their interns can claim from HRDF. But I think eventually the issue that might come from there is that, you know, the finances eventually come from us, from our own taxpayer money, right? We have another message here from Ilanko,
who is putting a call out. If you're an agriculture student, we can connect you to Ilanko, who has a chili farm and is looking for an intern. So if you're interested, get in touch. And we've also got this that's come through from VL, I think. The new generation of interns, being millennials, are a different bunch altogether. I have an intern now, and with much guidance and coaching, the intern seems to be taking it lightly, not meeting expectations after 2 months. I'm all in for, you know, kind of training them and providing the experience. But the one I have now is somewhat laughing things off and not getting it. They nod their head, they take notes when tasks are assigned, but no feedback on project updates. When asked, they provide a blank look as if they're is in a foreign language. They need to be more proactive and clear about what they would like to achieve rather than just checking the boxes as part of fulfilling the course requirements. Been there as an intern, and you need to be hungry on learning to benefit the most out of it.
And that's true, right? I think even here we've had some experiences with interns who maybe don't necessarily take that proactive step to want to do their own things. There isn't a goal attached at the end of the internship. Rather, the goal is to just make sure they meet a course requirement. And I think sometimes it's hard to meet where that in between is, you know, what you essentially want the intern to do and what the intern wants to get out of this.
Yeah, it's different when it's there sometimes just to graduate.
Yeah.
I think you have interns at different stages of life, right? Some are even older interns who are just making a career switch and are willing to do anything to get a foot in the door, or willing to do anything to get some experience. And I think the mindset there is also often very different from someone who is here merely to fulfill a course requirement. But sorry that you're having that experience, and better luck with the next round. Sri says, we have SLIM or Scheme Latihan Satu Malaysia candidates in our company. They are graduates who can't find jobs. They've been a resource. A few have been hired as permanent staff as well after their term.
Yeah, and I think that draws back to our conversation earlier about, you know, well, some graduates, maybe the course didn't do so great for them, but then with the internship, that brought so much value to, I guess, their future career, that it gave them a step through, you know, that very first door that they needed to get through.
Keep those messages coming. Have you been an intern? Are you on the side of hiring interns? Was either experience helpful to you? Did you get paid? We want to hear from you.
Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Building Fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:47 and you're listening to The Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. So we've been talking about Pantones because it's World Poetry Day. We've also been talking about internships because, well, there's been a proposal to either set a minimum allowance for interns or to pay them. So we'd like to hear your experience with internships, whether you have gone through one or whether you're employing them. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
So with the poems, right, we've been getting a very mixed bag. Some very sort of profound, very famous poems. We've also been getting originals that have been interesting, to say the least. And now we've got a pair of funny ones. First up, this from Lai Fizal, who says, haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
You're working with a 575. Is it 757?
Sorry?
Was it 575 or 757 with haikus?
I feel like you're just getting us in trouble, Kelvin, so thanks for that.
Okay, I won't get it.
It is 575.
Thank
it's
you.
It's 575. You can tell from the structure of that. And we've also got this that's come through from Anthony a little earlier, and it's mildly inappropriate, so I will say that up front. Vasco da Gama went to the drama, opened his pajama, and showed his banana.
Ah.
So yes, but an excellent rhyme, Anthony. Thank you so much for sending that through. And now on to internships. I think first up, we've got a call.
Yep, it's Tinesh. Tinesh, what are your thoughts?
Hello. Yeah, so I'm Tinesh. Previously, I was a student, and I was hired as an intern, as a research assistant. I wasn't paid, but I learned a lot. And my research had an impact, which continued for my master's. So that was a good thing. And in terms of now, I have my own startup company where we work on technology development and solutions. And I get these students to work on solutions with me and develop things. So they learn a lot of things. They apply a lot of their studies. Of course, I would say I pay them a very minimum, a very, very minimum. But actually, because of the training that I'm providing with them and the things I'm teaching them, my thought is they should be paying me.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of employers will identify with. With the internship that you went through, right, what was it specifically that you found so helpful or impactful towards your research?
Okay, so I was working on, at that particular time, I was working on speech recognition, so which at that time was developed into another project, which for my master's project. And completion of that, I was also able to finish my master's.
Great.
So yeah, my research was helpful to my master's.
And right now, I guess, what value do you find your interns bring to your work?
What I value about them is that they want to learn.
Right.
Of course, every now and then you get some students, you know, who they don't want to push themselves, and then we have to push them and teach them and all that. Of course, they are the bad apples, but we work around them and try to change them. And particularly, I prefer those with, not all employees will say this, but I prefer those with the lower CGPA, lower result, because they seem to put in more effort in terms of work.
That's an interesting observation. I don't think that that's naturally something people would have assumed.
Yes, and I realize that those who are not in the higher pointers, they work better.
Interesting. Dinesh, thank you so much for calling. And I guess for being able to offer that perspective, sorry we cut you off there, and for being able to offer that perspective on both sides of the coin.
Yeah, and I think we have another, well, positive experience, and that comes from Andrew. Andrew, what's your thoughts?
Hi, I wanted to share a positive story, actually. I was an intern with one of the leading oil and gas company.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to work very hard. I mean, they used to assign me jobs as one of the employees. And after which, I actually got a job there and did quite well, climb up the ladder. So I wanted to share, actually, that if you do well in an organization as an intern, there is lots of opportunity to grow within the organization. Yeah.
And have you worked with any interns yourself since?
Sorry? Yes, of course. And that lesson that I went through actually taught me a lot. And an intern comes in, we look at them as one of our kids, actually. I mean, we have children, and they go through this as well, some part of their life. And we do teach them not only technical, but also other things in life. Because when they start internship, they start to get some small salary, how they manage the money, discipline, coming to work on time, you know, mingling around with people, how you network. Those are the other softer things that we also sort of guide them and teach them besides the technical knowledge that we actually impart on them. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for calling with that, Andrew. So far, it seems to be generally very positive stories coming through the calls,
yeah.
But with one notable exception on WhatsApp.
I think that came from Sarah, VL, I think.
Yes, who currently, I think, dealing with a little bit of a debt, to put it mildly. And we've also had this, that's come through from Pete, who says, now I get experienced applicants who are unemployed for quite some time applying as interns.
And that's like a mindset, or rather trend shift as well. You know, you earlier mentioned that some interns come in the middle of a career switch, right? And then we see interns in their 30s, in their 40s. And it's interesting that they're willing to restart and, I guess, have a new salary benchmark as well.
More often than not, I think that just, it really reflects well on these, on the candidates in question, because it really feels like you are willing to do anything to learn, right? And that just puts you in such good stead. We have this as well from Alicia, who says, my experience of interning at a publishing company in the US, at first I was bummed, it was unpaid, but in the end I gained so much experience, honed my skills, expanded my network, strengthened my portfolio. That experience has helped me in landing jobs and freelance work. However, at the time I remember struggling with balancing time between interning and college and needing to work part-time to sustain myself. To me, it was all a positive experience gained, although I don't know if I would have been able to do the same in Malaysia with the wage rates so low, especially for those who are financially independent. I'd probably want to get paid if I were to intern here in Malaysia.
And that's true, right? Because that also means that if, let's say, those who are working or living more independently, are they necessarily able to come to KL in the first place
those internships? Michelle has sent a message that really reflects that.
So Michelle says, I do not take my salary seriously, but the experience, my parents do care about the salary paid by the company. They worry that the salary I get might not be sufficient for me to pay for my stay in KL during the internship period. But I am glad that the director of my intern company was my direct supervisor and he's willing to teach the younger generation. I learned a lot from my internship and pay isn't a problem.
And then we've also got this from Arvin, who says, I think employers are missing the big picture when it comes to interns. It's a really cheap way in the grand scheme of things to screen your talent pipeline and attract top talent. It's not a cost, it's an investment.
Yeah, and I think, again, just, you know, also knowing, like, if people know that you actually do pay your interns, you might get the applicants that might come from out of the blue who can bring so much value to your company much later as a talent.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can often spot potential, I think, pretty early.
Yeah.
And having people in as interns also offers, and I think this was said by someone else too, a very low risk way of assessing how well this person might be able to fit into the company.
Yeah, and I think it's also trying to assimilate them to the company culture, and that's why internships have that value there as well. Our next message comes from Tian Soon, who says that in 2004, I chose an internship placement by choice that only reimbursed me about 150 ringgit a month. But given opportunity with real-world software programming skills, despite 12-hour daily working hours, and it proved very impactful for my career development. Today, I'm offering 800 ringgit internships allowances, but some candidates question if there was parking reimbursement on top of the allowance. Nevertheless, I have successfully onboarded some interns who were converted to permanent job placements after graduation.
That is the thing. When it comes to deciding how much, I think you are always going to get, the expectations are always going to differ, right? Mm. We've had so many messages coming through saying, hey, I don't mind not getting paid because for me, it's all about the experience. For me, it's about learning. And then you also have people, you know, who are saying to Tian Soon, yep, 800 ringgit, cool. And then what about my parking? So it's a tough one to negotiate. But we want to keep hearing those experiences. And we also want to keep hearing your poems, whether or not they are originals, whether they're just your faves. Let us know. And what are the numbers?
Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And I believe we will be heading to the 7 o'clock news. Keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
7:05 in the evening. And before we get to our next story, we've been talking about Pantuns because it's World Poetry Day. We've also been talking about internships. What's your experience like as an intern or as someone who hires them? Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
And also just send in your favorite poems or, you know, whatever you've kind of doodled around in your head today. We've been getting some pretty great originals. Send them our way as well.
Now, starting the first, kicking off our messages is actually a voice note here from Alberto about internships.
Hi, good evening. My name is Alberto and I wanted to share my experience with interns. I have taken many, many interns over the course of the years, and one particular intern changed my life, my professional life. We are who we are today to a great extent thanks to him. So I would encourage everyone to do two things. Take an intern, preferably from a foreign country, and second, pay them a small allowance because they see all your transit, your traffic and everything. If they're not entitled even to a little bit of the pie, I mean, they will start getting sour at a very early age in their professional lives. I think they feel entitled to at least cover their expenses, their lunches, their commute. So 600 to 800, up to 1,000 ringgit is a very reasonable wage to offer an intern, especially if it is going to be living in a city other than his or her own, or worse still, in a foreign country.
Thank you for that, Alberto. And that point about getting sour, right, at an early age, I think it is true that while we would always hope that, like, interns come in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and uncynical, the truth is that while they might be very, very happy to work for you, the daily nature of sitting in traffic, paying for their gas, paying for parking, having to potentially pay lots for lunch if you work in an expensive area,
yeah,
all that stuff really can get to you, especially if you're not getting paid at all.
Those all really wear you down. I remember one of my internship experiences, they did pay me, but just the very fact that I had to travel so far for it, it made me so exhausted and sad every day.
Now, we've also got calls that have come in, including this one from Povin. Povin, good evening. Your thoughts?
Yeah, basically, I want to share my experience as an intern, as well hiring an intern.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I studied actuarial science, so I was searching to do my intern, and I got a placement in Ministry of Finance. And working in the government sector, I actually didn't get paid as an intern. But my learning curve in the ministry was very good. I did learn a lot about financial. I was placed in the fiscal division, in the economics division.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the chance actually to know about budget consultations, economic report. And I think that initially when my internship period was actually 3 months, but I extended it for another 3 months just to learn about the industry. And even though I didn't get paid during the course of 6 months, I mean, the benefit I got out of it is, until today, I'm carrying and still using it. That's as an intern. And fast forward about 7 years after that, I was really tasked to hire an intern. And I think the challenge right now for most of us is, of course, deciding how much to pay an intern. But end of the day, I look at it, it depends on the job scope as well, like what the previous, based on the voice note previously, I think about 600 to 800 for intern isn't too bad, depending on the period they're going to be working.
Right. Povin, thank you so much for your call. And I think we also have another call here from Lim, also about internships. Lim, what do you have to say?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, okay. I just want to share with you about my experience as an intern. Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad. I studied film and broadcasting, and then I work at this this broadcasting house. It's a production house, it's a big production house. And I got in with my other with my classmate. So happy, you know. And then, but the whole, you know, it was so bad. It was a bad experience. We spent a lot of nights photostating storyboards, you know. And there's another day where we went to Kedah, to shoot this Lipton tea ad. And you know, we were on the train. Okay, it was the train was moving on the paddy field.
Mm.
And there's this shot where the girls scarf flew off from the train. And the producer, which we reported to, asked us to jump out from the train while the train was moving. It was so crazy, man. I mean, it's like, jump, guys! The train is moving, great! Oh, no, you're going to jump now! Oh, my God. I mean, so it was like, you know, we sacrificed, you know, I mean, our life. I mean, it was so dangerous. We're not covered by insurance, but, I mean, I just want to share with you about experience. And it's not all good, but it depends on industry, I suppose, but not with...
Did you learn anything? I mean, aside from how to jump on moving trains, did you actually end up learning anything that you think you could bring forward?
Exactly. It was so bad. I didn't anything. And we decided not to to work with a filler in TV. So I work as a salesman now, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't, nothing got to do with filler and broadcasting anything. You know, we so... You know, the experience was so bad, you know, and then we say, oh, no more film and DVD. I think it's so bad, you know, photo setting, storyboards, carrying equipment. It's like, too hardcore for us, man.
Liam, thank you so much for calling and for sharing that very...
very horrible experience.
Exactly, that horrible and yet
life-threatening
also
experience.
Action-packed and dramatic story. Thank you so much for that. We've also got messages that have come through... really more on the subject of internship, saying as an ex-intern and now managing them, it's important that businesses see internship programs as a way to pay it forward, not to mention a way to challenge the manager's capability. When my manager can't mentor, it is a red flag. And that came through from Shasha.
Yeah, and I think that's something to think about as well, right? Because if the whole point of an internship is to learn, then if you don't really get that out of your internship, especially if you don't have a good mentor, maybe it is time to leave and look for greener pastures somewhere else.
And just as a counterpoint to Lim's story, which really was such a horrible experience, we have this from Tan, who says, I was an intern at a German startup based in Malaysia 10 years ago. I was rotated to every division in the company, from admin, HR, sales, marketing, PA to the CEO. I was given opportunities to sit in the meeting with all the C-level, meeting all the key industry players and government officers, as well as diplomats. After 3 months, I was offered a part-time position as marketing officer, my major, for another 1.5 years, and then I got offered a permanent position after my degree. Today, I'm the managing partner for the same company, which is now a group of companies, retail, manufacturing, property management, and business consultancy. So yes, I'm definitely grateful to be given such opportunities.
And I think that speaks a lot to how well you treat your interns, right? Because in this case, how well you've done, how well you've treated them has sort of inspired a sense of confidence and a loyalty that I think you wouldn't get elsewhere if you didn't treat them so well. So we also have been getting messages about our pantons and all that, but and please do keep them coming. 7733 2900 is the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
Hey there, it's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and my voice just broke for a very brief moment. Now, we have been taking calls, messages, and tweets about internships. What's your experience like as an intern or as someone who hires interns? Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
And we also want to know, did you get paid? Because that is another component of this whole internship discussion, right? Whether or not there should be just a standardized mandatory salary or allowance that gets given to interns. But yeah, we want to hear from you. We also want to hear your favorite pantuns or poems or any originals that you would like to send our way, because it is World Poetry Day. And earlier we heard Pantun Pantun Parliament. If you missed that, you can find it on our podcast on bfm.my. Again, that number, 7733 2900, 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp, and you can tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start with the poems, I think. So we've got this from Kyril.
And I think this one may possibly tie in the two topics we are talking about today. 9 to 6 pening, then drive home lagi pening. Just want to baring.
Ah, oh, that is just such a familiar feeling. And then we've also got this that's come through from Kamal. Sepandai-pandai tupai melompat, akhirnya jatuh ke tanah juga. Sepandai-sepandai kau melompat kerja, akhir bulan kena bayar bil juga.
Work-related once again.
Yes, and then this from Ali Hassan.
Kalau roboh kota Melaka, papan di Jawa saya dirikan. Kalau sungguh bagai dikata, badan dan nyawa saya serahkan.
Thank you so much for that. And now I think we have someone on the line.
Yep, Victor, you have something for us today as well.
Hi, good evening, Lynn and Kelvin.
Hello.
Hi, Victor. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes. Okay. My all-time favorite pantun is, of course, the hutang emas boleh dibayar, hutang budi dibawa mati. And my own effort is, stupid people are so depressing. They simply refuse to think. The fact that Bosco still receives support, and that is so amazing.
Victor, thank you so much for both of those poems. Really, I'm loving the mix of sort of well-known pantuns that we're getting, plus just that little sprinkle of originality.
Yeah, I love it too. And I think we have another caller on the line here from CS who wants to talk about internships. CS, please let us know your thoughts.
Right. So I've got two experiences. So previously, like 1 year ago, I joined an internship in a management consulting firm, which is very well paid as in terms of interns experience, and also learned a lot there. And also currently in Ministry of Finance as an intern, I don't get paid so much. But the thing is, I think for internship experience, what is the most important is probably the learning experience and also what did you get exposed to during the time. So pay is not so much of the difference for an intern.
Yeah, so would you say then that there should at least be something, or really it comes down to the fact that you're getting paid in experience?
Well, not specifically as an intern, but you need to get paid to survive, right? Mm. If I'm actually interning right now in KL or Putrajaya, I need to survive on something. So, well, even though I'm not so well paid here, the learning experience, even though sometimes I have to fork out for my wallet myself, the learning experience is good enough that I don't have anything to complain here.
Right. I also wonder if you do stay with your parents and whether that makes it easier to intern in KL.
No, I mean, I'm not staying with my parents, but I'm renting a room here.
Mm.
And well, that's another portion where you have to fork out some of the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for calling and for offering that experience. Keep them coming. We want to hear from you, whether it is pantuns, whether it is about internships, because with internships, of course, we've been hearing from really quite in a rather lovely way. We've been hearing from people who have been on both sides, right? But we want to hear from you whether you've been an intern, whether you are currently in the position of hiring interns. What has that been like? What has the value been for you either way? What's your stand on the whole idea of pay? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Our next message comes from Paul J. I worked as an intern both in UK and Malaysia in the field of applied and clinical psychology. The greatest lesson I learned is what not to do and challenge my values. I would encourage future interns not to seek comfortable, comfy zones, but ones that will give you great take-home value.
And I think that is great advice in no small part because that will get you out of that mindset of checking boxes, which I think was something that we spoke about a little bit earlier with someone who's having a less than satisfactory experience with an intern currently because of that mentality, right? Because of the, I'm just going to get through the day. So if you kind of do something where you're not just there to meet the bare minimum and you're uncomfortable and therefore kind of put in a position where you're really forced to learn in an environment where there's still very little risk because you are, after all, still just an intern, I think that that really helps in terms of growth.
And I think sometimes also, to be fair to these most of the times who are young graduates, I think maybe they just don't have it figured out. Maybe they do just want to get through the course, and that's unfortunate on the end of the company and also slightly unfortunate on the end of the intern, because they won't be able to reap the maximum benefits they could get out of an internship.
And bringing together both elements of our stories today, we have this from Chiang who says, roses are red, violets are blue, internships are cool as long as they pay you. And next up, we've got Kamar Nizam.
Most companies pay for their interns, government or Jabatan don't, because they don't have the budget. Sorry, I think that comes with a poem as well. Interns should be taken with intent. They will have a lot to learn, but they might have so much talent if they work with good intent. Only then it's worth the spend.
followed by an I tried. Thank you, Kamran Nizam, for the effort. And we also have Stephen, who says, mentoring is important. Internship can be viewed as a corporate social responsibility and a contribution back to society. Minimum 600 ringgit per month before any parking, and then 800 to 1,000 ringgit would be great, because this can potentially make these organizations the employer of choice within that specific industry. For those not hungry, just make the relevant but diplomatic comments when reviewing the final assessment. The industry can benefit when the talent pool starts gaining work experience as the journey has just begun.
And I think that also draws back to our earlier WhatsApp voice note that came through from Alberto who gave that exact number, 800 to 1,000 ringgit.
8,000, my goodness.
Facebook pays them their interns maybe that much, right?
And also this, I think, answers John's earlier question, which was, if you're in school, why do you want to intern? You have the rest of your life to work. And that is true, but I think that there is a lot of anxiety that comes with translating the theory that you have learned into the practical day-to-day working experience. Yeah. And when you are entering at a higher pay point, when you're entering in a place where you are already starting to worry about your job, right? Worry about your career. I think that puts a lot of pressure that an internship doesn't necessarily give you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a good opportunity to have someone come in who already has a little bit of practical knowledge, I guess, about how a company works.
And now let's head to our phone lines, where we have TC, who wants to share their experience. TC, what do you have to say?
Hi. I want to share my experience as an intern. I was just graduated from a year ago, so I just have my experience as an intern before I come for a placement. Mm-hmm. I was paid by 800 per month in the KL area, so I think that the minimum of the market right now, I think it's quite a good experience before we come into the workplace, because we can gain all the experience and also the practical knowledge that actually we didn't learn in the school field. Mm-hmm. So that's actually, I agree that we should have an internship before we come to the workplace.
TC, I have a question for you. I think when you go through your university course, did you find that any of the things you learned in university, were they applicable to your internship experience?
Yeah, sure. I have my college practice and the work field very well. As the knowledge comes through, I work it through all the way using the knowledge I learned inside my college.
Excellent. TC, thank you so much for your call. And I think that answers one of my questions whenever I think about internships, is whether the skills you learn in school, do you necessarily end up using them in not only internships, but your full-time job in the future?
And again, in line with what we've been talking about today, we have another pantun that's come through from Kamal. Saya intern mencari ilmu, gaji tiada, pengalaman dicari, parking saya, bayarlah kamu, hujung bulan mana saya nak pergi. Thank you so much for that. Seriously, some excellent pantuns have come through today. Thank you so much for observing World Poetry Day with us. And on that note, we also had a quick message here earlier from Chua, who says, my two favorite poems are Invictus by William Ernest Henley and If by Rudyard Kipling, both excellent choices.
I think If was, no, did we, I wonder if we learned If in high school, because I feel like I remember we did
we
learn.
Did. Yeah. We definitely did, yes.
Well, keep those messages coming. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're heading to some music now. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9. The Business Station. 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 The Business Station.